Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us to talk about a mystery thriller put on by the Shoreline Players of Oscoda, Sue Miller. How are you, Sue?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Glad to have you on. Well, let's talk a little bit about the production, which starts this Saturday, called Night Watch.
Oh, it does. We're getting close, and everybody's, you know, really just digging in at rehearsal, because this is a little different than we've done in a while. You know, we've done thrillers before, but mm-hmm. It's been a while. We've been doing more musical and comedy, and so this is going to be one of those on-the-edge-of-your-seat shows.
Ooh, sounds good. Well, tell us about it. What is Night Watch all about?
Well, we're really excited to have Heather Tate back on our stage. Heather started with us as one of our Spida kids, and, you know, these Spida kids have done some pretty phenomenal stuff, and a lot of them are coming up through the ranks with us, or they're all grown up and coming back to us, and Heather is portraying our lead character, Elaine Wheeler, and Elaine is having some trouble sleeping. And so she's kind of up at night, and her husband's checking on her, and he steps away, and while he's gone, she screams and says she's seen a dead body.
Ooh.
So she's gone from not being able to sleep to absolutely hysterical that she sees this dead body across the way through their window. The police are called. Everybody arrives, and there's nothing but an empty chair.
Ooh. There you go. That's a great lead-in.
That for setting the scene, right?
That was awesome.
Right?
All right.
And it just goes from there, because her problem with sleeping continue, and of course more folks get involved, and her terror is just growing, and her husband is trying to, you know, help her, and her best friend Blanche, played by Shayna Forbes, who was also one of our Spida kids, who's come back. You know, they're still my kids, but they're all grown up on me, Kevin.
Oh, well, that's good, because that just shows how that Spida program works. You know, it gets them ready.
Absolutely,
you're right.
Because John Wheeler, our husband, is also played by one of my Spida kids who's all grown up. So
nice.
So we have Travis Pierce playing that part. And again, one of my great Spida kids that has come back. And then some of the other characters they encounter along the way are the police officers. And those are played by father and son, Aaron and Tom Nelson. And Aaron is also one of my Spida kids who's coming up through the ranks and going to be a high school graduate. And his sister, Angelie, who's now a high school graduate and started with us in Spida, is Dr. Lake, the psychiatrist who's brought in to try and see if they can help with Elaine's struggles and her night terrors and these I see dead people issues that she's having, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, she, along with her mother, Teresa, who is Helga, the German maid, who's trying to keep an eye on what's going on in this house also. And then we have one of our veteran actors, Anton Orso, who comes back and makes an appearance. And along with him, we have, just round out this great cast of folks.
Yeah.
Who have been working hard, and we have one more of our Spida kids who's still kind of doing both. You just saw her recently in our show Bingo, the Winning Musical. She was in the Christmas show, and her name's Alyssa Vertajcik. So we've got this phenomenal cast, many of whom started out with us as kids and are awesome adult members of our community now, you know, working in Oscoda and our local community, and it's just been a really great time for Renee Diener, our director, and Lisa Mandeville, who's our assistant director, working with them on this phenomenal story. And it's just been a lot of fun having everybody back together, but working on a thriller. So it's been, you know, just an interesting project.
Opens this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 7 o'clock Saturdays, and then 2 o'clock on Sundays, and then that next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2.
Right, and tickets are already on sale. You can get your adult tickets for $10, and you can get those in advance already at Gilbert's Drugstore, or you can pick those up at the box office, along with student tickets, which are $5 at the box office. And if you want to make a whole evening of it, you can head over to Tatesville Affair and get your dinner and a show ticket for $25 for the Friday or Saturday performance, and that includes your $10 ticket. You pick it up right there, and then your meal, and if you need more info on that, you can give a shout-out to Bill over at Tate's Bill Affair at 739-1518. And if not, you can pick up your tickets, like I said, at Gilbert's or at our box office, and it's going to be a great show.
It is. Night Watch opens this weekend. Shoreline Players of Oscoda and Sue Miller, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.